More cycling improvements are on the way for Delta streets. A request for proposals by the city recently concluded for a consultant to provide concept designs for cycling facilities on 80th Avenue in North Delta, from 116th to 120th Streets, as well as 12th Avenue, from English Bluff Road to 56th Street. The contract is to be awarded later this month and the design and costing are to be completed later this year. Once city staff have chosen a preferred option for each, the consultant is to then come up with preliminary designs. Construction of the cycling facilities is to be budgeted in a future year. The city wants a pair of options for 80th Avenue, including something that would be a quick implementation, low cost, such as pavement markings and signage, or a permanent facility. The request for proposals notes that 80th Avenue, between 116th Street and 120th Street, is classified as a collector roadway. It has a posted speed limit of 50 km per hour, numerous driveway accesses, pedestrian crosswalks, curb extensions, on-street parking on both sides and sidewalks on both sides. There are currently plans to install temporary bike lanes on 80th Avenue between 112B and 119 streets as an interim measure. Two options for 12th Avenue would include protected cycling lanes or a multi-use path. According to the city's request for proposals, Delta would like to have cycling infrastructure at that location to provide continuity with the existing cycling lanes on English Bluff Road and on 12th Avenue, east of 56th Street. Also classified as a collector road, 12th Avenue between English Bluff Road and 56th Street has one travel lane per direction, along with sidewalks and on-street parking on both sides. Civic staff this summer provided an update on the ongoing work to refine the draft Delta Cycling Master Plan to the Climate Action and Community Livability Advisory Committee, a plan that identifies current gaps, recommendations and cost estimates. A variety of new cycling facilities, including shared bike lanes, marked bike lanes, protected bike lanes, as well as multi-use pathways, are being considered. An open house was also held at Delta Municipal Hall on proposed cycling improvements on 44th Avenue from Arthur Drive to 57th Street. Still in the design stage, that project includes marked buffered on-street cycle lanes, a defined parking lane along the north side of 44th Avenue, as well as the removal of on-street parking along the south side of 44th Avenue to accommodate the cycling lanes. Residents have conveyed concerns about the potential loss of street parking, one of the biggest challenges in improving the overall cycling network.